Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of June 23rd, 2021, here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news. Yeah, that's right. News AF is back again here on a Wednesday edition. I was busy with the movers on Tuesday, so it was not News AF twos. It was Move AF twos, but got a lot of cardboard boxes here in my house, and it's terrible, so very excited to be back podcasting and here with a man who's always on the move. Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle.
I mean, technically, Danny's probably more on the move than me with all his cool adventures, but I did, I was in Salt Lake for a wedding last week to get out of the heat because it was only like 105 in Salt Lake. Not smelling Salt Lake, no. Just regular Salt Lake. But regular Salt Lake does smell pretty bad.
Like ammonia?
No, it smells like rotting and death.
Mm.
It smells really bad if you get a good whiff of the Great Salt Lake. And then
can they make that into a candle?
They could, but
it doesn't explode
like a prank candle.
Mm.
Yeah,
smells like Utah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean. Like all of Utah, no, but like part of Utah, yes.
Sure.
So yeah, on the move, going to be in Newport next week, and excited to be here, Rob. And I'm excited for your journey to the East Coast, back to the East Coast from whence you came.
Mm-hmm.
And are you fitting right in out there in
North I haven't met that many
Carolina?
People. Yeah, North Carolina. I haven't met too many people, so I'm fine. You know, I just basically like I'll go to Wegmans.
That's Wegmans, what's that?
Go to it's a supermarket. Lots of great.
Wait, what was the name of the supermarket? Wegmans. Yeah. It's so fascinating to me.
It's another one. Harris Teeter is another supermarket here.
Every region has its like supermarket.
Yeah,
right. It's like Ralph's in California.
Food Lion. I haven't been there. That's another
it's
one.
It's so crazy to me.
Yeah,
I love
Piggly
it.
Wiggly.
No, yeah. Piggly Wiggly here. I'm not. That.
What's the other one? The one in Florida starts with a P.
Publix.
Publix.
Yeah, Publix. Mm-hmm. Which seems like such a strange name for a. When I first saw it in the news, because it was in the news recently, I thought it was like a pharmaceutical company.
Yes.
Well, Danny, you'll be happy to know that the grocery stores in Arizona are the same as the ones in Utah.
So I'd feel comfortable
Smith's,
shopping
we
there.
We got Albertsons, we got Fry's, except for we have Bash's.
Well, what blows me away is when I go to the Pacific Northwest and Fred Meyer's is huge and kind of nice.
Fred Meyer's?
And it's a grocery store?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always like
Fred Meyer's, the grocery store.
Yeah, you know, you get on Google, you're like, hey, we need to go buy some stuff. And you're like, there's a Fred Meyer's. then you go there and you're like, actually, not that bad. This isn't actually that bad.
And can you still buy jewelry there and stuff?
You know what?
You
I don't
jewelry
know.
Jewelry at the grocery store?
Well, that's Fred Meyer's. That's a mix up is that here, in at least in Utah, it was seen as what? Yeah, jewelry, just weird stuff. And in the Pacific Northwest, it's a grocery store and. It's just a lot more.
So
it's just strange.
Region, it changes what the store is.
Yeah, kind of like. And correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't Arctic Circle and Hardee's the same thing? I was always told.
I don't think
Carl's
so.
Jr. and Hardee's were the same.
Oh, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. That's the one. I was.
Yeah, we used to have Hardee's. We don't. Do you have Hardee's out there?
Yeah, I think there's Hardee's and not. Carl's
Boom.
Jr.
I mean, it's like it's so bizarre that they just Hardee's. Tweak things to meet the demographic. Wherever they're
because people in, I mean, you know, the survey people, they like the name of Hardee's better in North Carolina, but everywhere else we liked Carl's Jr.
Like, who is Carl and why do we care about Carl Jr.?
Will Carl be touching my food?
Mm-hmm. I don't like Carl. I like Hardee. Did we introduce Danny yet?
Not yet.
Of course,
but...
a man who's much more Carl's Jr. than Hardee's, Danny Bryson.
Yeah, 60% Carl, 40% Hardee. Actually, yeah, I would split myself up that way. I feel more like a Carl.
So like, let's say that there was, let's say you're super hungry and there's a Carl's Jr. right next to a Hardee's.
Had a bad experience last time at Carl's Jr. I didn't say, I just said that probably reflected more who I am. I didn't say I'd eat there. Last time I went there, I had a bad experience and I got up to the register and turned around and walked away. It was a hygienic thing. But I've never eaten at a Hardee's. Never. So I don't know. I can't.
Not even growing up? They had Hardee's in Utah when we were younger.
I have no memory. So I wouldn't be a good source of information on it.
I think the Hardee's all became Carl's Jr.'s is when we were like probably elementary school or maybe even junior high. Burger King is called Hungry Jack's in Australia. And that's,
I think you've mentioned that, right? You saw it over there in Survivor.
Yeah. And it's crazy because they just use all the same logoing and everything, except for it's just called Hungry Jack's.
Do you think that Burger King might be able to get some juice out of doing away with the monarchy and becoming a burger president or burger prime minister? I feel like that there people are really down on the monarchy overall.
They should go a Hungry Jack's global, I think. Oh. I think Burger King is played out.
You think so?
Well, they're getting a lot of bad press. I can't remember what it was, but they've hit some roadblocks. I read something about a survey of people who said they would never eat a Whopper.
Why?
I think it's time for them to rebrand. I don't know.
Rebrand
they just,
the Whopper or rebrand Burger King?
No, rebrand totally. Burger King.
Oh, I want a Whopper so bad right now. I forgot about those.
Mm. I've had one recently, meaning within the last 5 years, and it
was not
as good as I'd hoped. Because remember, we used to go and get like two Whoppers for a dollar or something insane.
Two for a dollar in high school.
Yeah, and so that's when movies were a nickel and a Coke was a dime.
Dude.
But
my mom would give me $20 a week for lunch. And I would go
eat like
to
a king.
Yeah, live like a king, dude. I'd go and get two Whoppers every day.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so healthy now.
Yeah. I want to find out what that Burger King bad press was.
Everything.
It was recently. It was within the last month. They did something bad.
Finding like a lot of like local news about crimes committed behind a Burger King.
It's a great place. Lighting's always low. Yeah. Dumpster covers up the smell.
Where's this?
All over.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, if you're trying to avoid being murdered, like, don't stand behind a Burger King.
Yeah, we should rank. We should come up, and it's probably already there, like BuzzFeed or somebody already has it, like the list of restaurants where you're least likely to be murdered. Would be very helpful to have.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a great segue to talk about our top story. At this hour, breaking news everywhere, our catch of the day. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how Subway tuna was found out to not have any actual tuna in the Subway tuna, which Subway, the restaurant, denied those allegations. And so some sleuths over at the New York Times have done scientific research, sent the Subway tuna sandwich out for a DNA screening. And what they found in 60 inches of tuna sandwiches that were examined from three Subway shops in Los Angeles, that they did not find, it's like Maury Povich, you are not containing any tuna DNA.
The tuna is not your baby.
Wow.
There were so many ways when I first described this article to Tyson, I accidentally just said there was no DNA found in the Subway
sandwich. Which normally, that's a positive, right, Tyson?
That's normally, you do not. When you're at the counter and they're like, how many squirts of DNA do you want in your sandwich? You always say no, almost always. But here, it's like, oh, tuna DNA. Yeah, that's part of it. I personally have always thought the tuna looks gross at Subway and I've never tried it. Have either of you guys ever had a tuna sandwich
never
from Subway?
Never in my life.
If it was the only sandwich there, post-apocalyptic
I would never go to
world.
Subway.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever gotten tuna in a restaurant.
No. Why would you?
Why would you? I've made it seldom at home, and I use olive oil instead of mayonnaise because we know how gross mayonnaise is.
Yeah, I'll use an avocado sometimes, Tyson.
Oh, that's okay, too. So What DNA did they find in there?
Those are classified.
Well, good question. So they did not find any tuna here in the DNA. Subway says that this is completely untrue. There is no truth in the allegations of there being no tuna in the Subway tuna.
The old fake news card.
Yes, yes. I loved the response from Subway because they said that the tuna is 100% wild caught and it's also 100% delicious.
I like how they're sticking with the lie. I can always appreciate someone who, in the face of so much obvious truth, they're just like sticking to it. Mm-hmm. No, this is tuna. I will show you a boat. And then they show like a Photoshop picture of a boat reeling in a tuna with like Subway on the side.
What if this is all a scam by Subway so that when it comes out that it actually is real tuna, everybody feels so bad they go and buy tuna sandwiches from Subway?
Could be. I kind of pictured this whole thing going down like someone was eating a tuna sandwich and drinking a Coke with a bottle. And then they left. And then the New York Times went and grabbed the bottle, put it in a Ziploc bag, took it to get tested. And then the thing that really blows my mind is that the cops have so much backed up DNA that needs to be tested. But the minute they brought in their Subway tuna sandwich DNA, they're like, pushed it right to the front of the line.
Yeah,
like, let's get this done with.
Sandwich to the front.
This is far more important that we examine this DNA than that triple homicide.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, do you think that Subway will start adding tuna DNA synthetically?
Just a squirt.
Yeah, to their meats.
Yeah, you know what, Subway, just take the tuna off the menu.
Yeah, that's nobody wants it.
Like, there's no coming back from.
Just
this.
Call it future tuna.
It's future tuna?
It's tuna from the future, meaning like this is what all tuna will be eventually
or
once we fish them into
tuna.
Extinction. Mm-hmm. And so this is just future tuna. You're welcome. We're helping you get used to it now, before all the tuna's gone.
Yeah.
Real tuna.
Some Subway sandwich employees and fishing industry workers surmise that perhaps that it wasn't necessarily Subway to blame, but perhaps that there could have been a labeling inaccuracy on the tuna that Subway was getting.
The best part would be if you ordered your sandwich and they're moving it along the assembly line. You're like, can I get some tuna? And they're like, hey, yeah, spread it on. And they're like, would you like some tuna DNA? And it's just like a syringe with clear water. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'll get a clear substance. And they just kind of squirt it on. And then they can call
it
tuna.
So you think it's cheaper for them to buy discarded mackerel heads, grind it up like tuna, and then buy tuna DNA?
No, this is legit tuna DNA. I don't know how they get it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Tuna fish.
They're getting extract of tuna DNA, but they're squirting it on the chopped mackerel heads.
Yeah,
kind of
like I like some ranch dressing, salt and pepper, and some of that sweet, sweet tuna DNA.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I really want to know what's in the sandwich. If it's not tuna DNA, is there any DNA at all in it, or are there no DNA strands? Is it purely synthetic? Is it all mayonnaise and clumps? What is in this
stuff? You need to know only that is in a manila folder locked in a safe at Subway headquarters.
Yeah. So, and this isn't the first time that there's been this type of a test. That Inside Edition did do a similar test on the Subway tuna, and they did find tuna DNA.
What?
So perhaps the New York Times got unlucky.
Contradicting.
How? This is making me question all science. Like,
yeah.
What was the difference? Maybe, I need to know.
Maybe there's like 1% tuna, and maybe the Inside Edition sandwich had it, and then the Subway sandwich that the New York Times tried did not.
What's the sandwich called at Subway? Is it called the tuna-ish sandwich? Or
that'd be a great name.
Yeah, that'd be great, where it's like it's the F like fell off the menu, so it's the tuna-ish sandwich.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the F must have fallen off.
I'll say what I've said before. If you're going to Subway for an authentic tuna fish sandwich, you're gonna get what you order. Like, you can't expect fine tuna. I mean, we talked about fish, the scam of fish all around the world. Do you
fish
think
fraud.
Subway? Yeah, fish fraud. I mean,
fish fraud.
I'm gonna be getting fine, freshly caught tuna at Subway.
No, you're getting discarded mackerel heads.
Did I tell you that one of our devoted listeners, Dr. Mike Zahalski, said that after he listened to News AF, he was out to dinner and he thought that the restaurant that he was at was committing a fish fraud?
Did he stand up and do a citizen's arrest on the chef and all the kitchen crew?
Just going back to this story, the Inside Edition Subway tuna sandwiches were tested in February in Florida. These were the New York Times test was in California and was this month.
I mean, they're both coastal. So
is there anything that they could
on their hand when they did the test?
Yeah, maybe they could have, but they could have added something. Maybe there's an additive to the sandwich that destroys DNA strands.
Like olive oil or.
Yeah, I think there's like a condiment, maybe.
Maybe one of the condiments destroys
tuna DNA.
Yeah, there's a lot. I don't know. I think right now I still feel like I have to give. It would seem impossible for Subway to not have any tuna DNA. Did they go through and like test every single chunk of meat?
No, I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, it would seem impossible for them, but
can't,
you know, Subway's
every chunk of meat.
That's the thing. And so like maybe it's only 30% tuna or 20% tuna or who knows what.
All you need is a percent of tuna to be able to call it a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you be okay with them calling it a tuna fish sandwich if it was only 1% tuna?
Well, I eat the hot Italian. Or spice Italian. I don't even know what that meat is.
That's what I eat, too.
It could be.
It's fine Italian cured meat.
We all get a Subway tuna sandwich and eat it live on the podcast.
I won't eat that, no. I'll watch you guys eat it. I'll make sure I don't have anything to
eat or drink. A nice mukbang. Rob and I mukbang a 2-foot-long tuna sandwich.
Yeah, you have to get 2 feet. Yeah.
2 feet?
Yeah, lady and...
2 feet each.
Yeah.
24 inches?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it's a mukbang, you got to go big. So,
how crazy would this be if the Subway sandwich was actually a finer fish than tuna?
What's better? Like, I don't even know the fish hierarchy.
Salmon? What is
halibut? Salmon? Something like that?
Halibut's better than tuna?
I think. I don't know. I don't fully. Swordfish?
Yeah.
Swordfish is definitely higher on the list than tuna.
Sure. So,
I really don't know.
All right, we'll see. Your move, Subway. I mean, they've come back from negative publicity before.
Too big to fail. They have the most franchises out there.
Yeah, they've had a lot of negative publicity.
This is not their worst story that they ever had.
Not even close to their worst. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's list some of the ones they've had. They had the bread incidents where there was whatever preservative.
Being told that your bread is cake is not a problem.
But their bread had the same ingredient that yoga mats had.
Yeah, that's those, a little. So those disturbing. Were the two bread ones.
Yep. And then, but I feel so like there might have been worse ones.
Well, the foot long.
The foot long. Oh, yeah. Footlong isn't really a foot long.
Is
yeah,
it really
bad.
A foot? Yeah.
That's bad. I feel like, you know, I feel like.
Are you joking about Jared?
Yeah, he's talking.
Their famous spokesperson.
Yeah.
Who was Jared. The face of the franchise went to jail for, I believe, child pornography charges.
And yet, Subway continues to exist because the bar was already so low with Subway.
Yeah. So
that none of
they still exist.
No tuna DNA. The Subway PR team is
wake
me up when there's a real crisis.
Yeah.
What would
just
be
keep
a real
giving me
crisis?
My salary? We're fine. What would you? What would send Subway completely out of business
into a wild spiral?
Dude, they have more franchises worldwide than any other restaurant.
Oh, just recently they had this article about how the founder was a psycho. Wasn't that Subway too?
Probably. I mean, you'd seem to have to be some kind of sociopath to, you know.
I'm going
to
look that up so that I don't
spread. For our Canadian listeners, do they do the Subway sandwiches? Do you get a foot long or a 6-inch at Canadian Subway restaurants? Or do you get like the old
third of a meter?
60 centimeter.
Yeah.
This is one. Subway's late founder was an unfortunate piece of work. Scandalous behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the whole business model of Subway was built on this guy's idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same guy who told all of the franchisees, look, it doesn't have to really be tuna. You just have to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. If this was the guy in charge, then all of what we're discussing makes sense because it's just a trickle down from the top of, I guess, sandwich awesomeness.
Yeah. Oh, see, Hornacek in the chat says they don't even convert to the metric system in Canada for Subway. Come on, Subway.
If you were, we always talk about invasions, but if you were to invade this world, it'd be best to stage them from all the subways, like get your people into subway buildings, and then at a coordinated time, they just storm out of the buildings, because you could take over the entire globe.
Mm.
Like tens of thousands of subway locations all over. Yeah. Everywhere.
The largest army in the world is Subway employees.
Who would win in a fight, Subway employees or Amazon employees?
I think there's more Subway employees, dude. Hmm. Maybe not. Maybe Amazon. But Amazon, probably a lot of them are contracted and aren't really full employees with benefits, et cetera, whereas Subway's most probably
Subway or
are.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
I think that's the
Subway.
Real
Subway's the larger franchise.
Well, I know, but in a battle, I mean, is it just numbers? It's not always just numbers. There's lots
it's not
of
always just
numbers.
You know,
leadership.
Numbers, yeah. Scrappiness.
Yeah. The thing about being a Subway employee, though, is that they treat you with a lot of pride because they call the employees sandwich artists. And Amazon doesn't do that.
No, they
not
don't.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazon.
I will also say that
bottles.
To take a lesson from Subway.
Yeah.
Well, don't in some ways.
Ways. I mean, as a business,
treat
though,
your
you've got to
with some respect.
Yeah, I mean, in some respects, though, like you look at the corporate world and you're Jeff Bezos and you're like, I'm getting heat for everything. They want me to eat the Mona Lisa. And then Subway, they're just like, Subway's committed another grievance. And everybody's like, yeah, we'll probably still go there for lunch. He's like, what are they doing?
Public face of Subway. There was one.
There was.
Gone. Yeah.
I thought there was somebody recently in a Subway commercial. Was it not Tom Brady or something?
I think they have a lot of people that do the commercials.
He was probably in like a fake commercial in a movie where he like chucks a Subway into
something. They checked to the commercial to see if there was any Tom Brady DNA in it, and there wasn't.
Yeah.
It'd be a strong selling point.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go to the official Subway website to see what they have.
Are you sure you want that in your browser history?
Sure. Okay. Let's see. I got to accept cookies.
Cookies. Although Subway cookies are kind of good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of cookies.
Okay. So, no mention of, yes, we have real tuna or anything like that. And no celebrity spokesperson.
Here's another twist. What if every sandwich other than the tuna fish sandwich has traces of tuna DNA in it?
That'd be lovely.
That would be great. There's so many ways this story could go. I'm definitely going to keep following it and put it in my Google.
Whatever.
Google alert.
Yeah.
On that.
So
if you had a Subway as a Google alert, that's nonstop pinging every day.
Yeah. Every day. Just sad news. The most depressing news ever.
Yeah. Make sure it's Subway restaurants and you don't just get like another murder on the Subway today.
What Subway needs is a story about someone rescuing someone in icy waters using like a 10-foot long sandwich from Subway. I mean, they need some good press.
Yeah. I mean,
something like that.
They sure do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else we can expect from a franchise that named itself after the cleanest mode of transportation there is. The Subway. You just think about like glamour, prestige.
A lot of similarities.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at all the wallpaper on the interior of a Subway, that's all it is about is like the glamorousness of the New York subway in the 1910s. It's like only the ladies with those butt bubble things they wear under their dresses were able to ride on these subways back then. What are those butt bubble things called?
Like butt a hoop bubbles? Skirt?
No. Women used to have like this, like it was like a bumpet for their butt that they'd wear under their big fancy dresses. Mm. Man, I can't believe you guys don't know about
maybe
those.
Maybe we need to have some sort of like a historical
fashion
dress expert. Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
So that say that they named it Subway because Chuck E. Cheese already took the rat mascot. That's
okay. Yeah. I never even thought of that as a mascot. That's a terrible one.
Bustles is what the Bum Bumpets are called.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Let's talk about a story coming from Japan, where emergency rescue crews were called in after people spotted what they thought was a body floating in the water. And after the emergency crews retrieved the body, they found out it was actually a
tuna fish,
discarded blow up doll.
This looked real, like in the videos and pictures. If you saw that from a distance, you would definitely mistake it
as a body.
Yeah.
And Danny, I know it's always been your lifelong dream to come across a body.
Yeah. Well.
Would this be something that would have sparked your interest? You want old, like skeletons with like gold and gold teeth and pirate patch and stuff. Like you want like a, what's that old movie where they go down into the cave?
Goonies.
You want like a Goonies experience.
Yeah, that's what I want. Pirate corpses.
Okay.
Not this.
That makes sense. Yeah.
The person who called the police, by the way, was kicking himself when this got closer and he realized what it was.
No, like, because you don't.
Mine.
No, because you don't want to. I personally, like, let's see, I see that from a distance. I'm calling the cops right then. I'm not investigating and poking it with a stick and trying to get closer to it. I'm like, I'll keep an eye on it from a distance, but I do not want to be traumatized by seeing something. I'd rather be traumatized.
Oh, no. Guys.
Yes.
The person who made the phone call is an influencer.
Okay.
And that throws everything into question.
All right. So that's a great point. Yeah. The person who... I don't know if they phoned it in, but they recorded the whole thing on their YouTube channel. They are a YouTuber named Natsuki Tanaka, and she believed she was witnessing a real life rescue, only to find that it was actually a blow up doll. Tyson, do you think, is it possible? Could Natsuki Tanaka
set this up?
Have been involved?
Yeah.
Look at this. International news. She's made international news.
Yep.
I'm upset. Can we go on to the next story?
You're that so upset just to talk about this?
No, she's totally set this up. We're giving her more time than she already deserves. And I can't believe we are so dumb and fell for it.
Not just us.
Okay.
I'm upset for the world.
That thing is disturbing.
Yeah.
Well, she set this shit up, dude.
You think so?
Another
person on Twitter said that they thought that the incident happened because people are doing illegal dumping of oversized trash. Because Japan has very tough laws on garbage disposal.
Gosh, I wish that we had tougher laws. The number of couches I'm seeing in the mountains just is exploding.
Yeah, there's not even enough people to have sex on those couches now.
Yeah,
no. Well, I mean, Danny, if they start putting dolls on the couch,
I feel like that people are putting them in the woods because the laws are already tough.
I guess that's no. These people are just lazy, and I think a lot of them are just like kids looking for a place to chill.
You can't be that lazy to bring a couch into the woods.
You would think that, right? You would think that people who dump garbage in random spots in the mountains, you're like, I don't understand. The dump is a lot closer than this. Why is it a crime of opportunity? Mm-hmm. Like, we're here. We got a couch.
Yeah,
we were going to take it to the dump, but now let's put it out there in that beautiful scenic spot.
Yeah, Paul in the chat said, let's plant a blow-up doll on a ski trail that Danny is rocking and see if he can find it.
That would
YouTuber Danny Bryson.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd report that.
Chronicled finding a tied-up doll
he
believed had been killed in an avalanche. Turns out it was an inflatable doll.
These are expensive, but it was probably well worth this influencer to buy it and throw it in the bay.
Mm-hmm. A blow-up doll is expensive?
I think so. This one looks legit. Look at them pulling it up. That's got a sturdy frame.
Like it looks real?
Yeah, look at it. Although the legs are Barbie-like. They're insanely long compared to the torso. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's your thing.
Yeah. That is the
I thought it was like the inflatable one that just is blown up. You think this one was legit?
Yeah, because look at it being pulled up. It just looks like it's got a lot of weight. It's taking two or three people to pull that up.
Mm.
If you can see that picture.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think happened to the victim after this? Do you think
the influencer probably figured out? The influencer probably figured out how to get it back.
Yeah.
Like, here's the receipt. I actually bought it. Thank you for this stunt. And I will tag all of you in my video, so don't be mad.
And then returned it to Amazon.
And then returned it to Amazon for a full refund.
Nothing. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So, look, tried to do a good deed. Thought there was a drowning woman. Unfortunately, just a somebody's
influencer shenanigans.
Yeah. Do you think that somebody had a bad breakup?
Oh, with the doll, that guy that, like in Azerbaijan, who married his doll. This is her body showing up in the bed. That's kind of disturbing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on a similar note, do you remember the couple that handcuffed themselves together around Valentine's Day?
Yes, I do. It stuck with me. I'm like, such a powerful message.
Yes.
Dude,
Liz,
of love.
Are you interested?
Yes. And was she?
No, too much to get done. Too many. You can't do this with kids. This wouldn't be
she
helpful.
Doesn't want to go on helicopter rides all the time.
Yeah. So back in February, we were talking about the couple that decided to get handcuffed to each other to help out their relationship.
Yeah, that's romantic.
Good news and bad news to report on the Ukrainian lovers.
Their arms fell off.
No, their arms are still attached. They ended up making it a staggering 123 days handcuffed together, using the bathroom in front of each other and being together constantly. The bad news is they have broken up.
But they're still locked together?
No, they have separated after 123. They made it 123 days handcuffed to each other. And now that they are apart, they are going to be very far apart.
How far apart?
As in, they will not be dating anymore. So,
I love this description here.
Yes.
The ill-fated trial rained hellfire on the relationship. Mm. That sounds dramatic. It rained hellfire?
But 123 days chained together, they're going to end up missing each other and get back together.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Stockholm Syndrome?
I mean, it was romantic. They took side-by-side cigarette breaks and even went with each other to work.
Mm-hmm. Man, so they had to do two jobs, essentially.
Yeah, they got to, like, hey, let's go do your work, and now we have to go do my work.
Yeah. Wow. No, I don't really see this as something people should do, but they lasted, if they really lasted that long and aren't lying about it, which they could be, that's quite a long time, and they will miss each other.
Yeah.
Join twins all over the world are scoffing at that 123 days.
So,
yeah.
I think one of the things that might be very like underrated about like doing this experiment is that I think it would help if your partner was not the same dominant hand as you. So as somebody who's right-handed, if
you need a left-hander.
Yeah, if my partner was left-handed, okay, my left hand, her right hand, and like I think we got a shot at this thing.
Yeah.
So dramatic. They used a giant bolt cutter. It looks like some guy from some humanitarian operation cutting
too. Did they not have a handcuff key?
That would be smart to make it seem legit. You got to take that key and toss it.
Yeah, you do. You can't have the key because you'll you'll get out of there at some point. You'll be like, oh, it's the middle of the night. I can't sleep. I'm just going to undo this thing. Mm-hmm. So you have to get rid of the key. I mean, if they kept this going, you could just eventually build a house around it where, like, you know, there's two lazy boys right next to each other. There's two toilets in every bathroom right next to each other. There's, I don't know.
Hey, guys,
be better than two lazy boys.
This is exciting. Yes. You have a chance. You're going to have a chance to buy the actual handcuffs used in this experiment.
Well, how much?
Of course.
I don't know. It's probably going to be an online auction.
Astronomical.
Yeah, but dude, you get to have them and hang them in your home, even if they've been cut.
Touch them, smell them.
As a sign of everlasting love.
Mm-hmm.
That you can, maybe a great gift. This is a good gift idea.
For all those fans of these people.
Or if you want to break up with someone, give them these handcuffs and they'll be like, what is this? And be like, proof that love doesn't last.
Yeah.
And neither does ours. I'm breaking up with you.
That would be your play?
Well, that's one of many, many plays. But that's the one I might go with.
Okay. We'll keep our eye out and hopefully give you guys updates on the auction. Because I'd be interested to see, do they have enough following that anybody's going to buy
7,800 followers on Instagram.
It's nothing.
That's not great. They need to get that Japanese influencer in on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get that doll involved.
Yeah. So should they handcuff themselves to a blow-up doll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blow-up doll in the middle. And then each of them on either side.
Yeah.
So then they can use the doll to make the other one jealous.
Mm-hmm. Danny, any takeaways from this experiment? 123 days together. Ultimately, they break up after this. What do we learn from observing them?
I think that's something we all knew before. These people did this experiment. We need time to ourselves. That's a takeaway that everyone knew even before this happened. Being this close to another person is, any prisoner will tell you, it's just the worst. You need solo time.
Solo time.
Also, not all publicity stunts pay off is another takeaway because 7,800 followers. I mean, they've been in the news like 3 or 4 times. So just because you get in the news doesn't mean you get followers.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you, Danny, for those takeaways.
Yeah, graduated the local community college with like a 2.8, so...
Nice. 2.8 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yesterday in Los Angeles, there was a lot of excitement as cows escaped from a slaughterhouse. Danny, were cows on the list of animals that you hated?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like them. Not cows personally. Like, actually, no, I do look at cows and I'm like seething with disgust. Yes.
Yeah. What would be your feeling to see them escape from a slaughterhouse, Danny?
I would freak out. I'd be like, they're everywhere. I can't escape them at work. I can't escape them in the streets.
Yeah. Tyson, did you see any of this video of a cow stampede in Los Angeles?
No, but I would like to. And I think that's hilarious that they all got out of a... Was this Peter or somebody that got him out of there?
No, I think they just
did it on their own.
It was like a Shawshank.
Cows.
They've been working on a tunnel behind a calendar of a scantily dressed
they just
cow.
Escaped and it was a jailbreak.
Of a scantily dressed cow showing off her udders.
Mm-hmm. Not quite full udder exposure, Tyson.
Okay, yeah.
I think I have always felt like if an animal can escape, they deserve clemency.
They deserve to be free.
Right? Like
forever.
The turkey on Thanksgiving that the president grants clemency.
Well,
I think that should happen to cows,
I
too.
I feel like is more like a technicality.
That, Well, I feel like that's a publicity stunt.
So where do honestly. They go?
Yeah,
where
I,
do they,
well, hold on. I want to explore this thought with Danny.
Yeah, I do too.
So
where do we
feel,
put the cows?
Do you feel like if somebody escapes from jail?
No, no. Humans are different.
Humans are different.
Yeah, yeah. Because these cows most
committed
likely
no
aren't
crime.
Gonna hurt me. Although cows do hurt a lot of people. Not a lot, but more than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, hey, you know what? Let's give them a break. They managed to escape. They're living their best life. Put them out to pasture.
Mm-hmm. Let them just but not to the pasture.
Yeah.
But literal out to pasture, not figurative.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but so somebody's still paying to maintain these cows.
Maybe they become wards of the state. Now the state has to take care of them.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they are like going to go be like, children observe them on like field trips and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that would be cool because
go to school.
Like, you could put a you put them at schools. They could mow the lawn as they're grazing.
Yeah, or comfort cows.
A comfort cow. That's true because you turn them into the wild. I don't think they last very long if you put them in Yellowstone National Park.
Oh no, I don't think you want the buffalo coming near the cows. I don't know specifically, but I can't imagine that's a good thing.
I think buffalo and cows would be fine. I'd be more concerned with the wolves and the grizzly bears.
Hmm.
Yeah. Would you rather get a bolt gun to the head or get torn apart by a pack of wolves? One feels more organic and natural for sure.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's
you
what
take
I'm
a bolt gun.
Yeah.
No, don't put them in Yellowstone. I'm saying they could become comfort cows. Remember the whole kissing cows, cow cuddling was
cows,
a thing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously there's a place for them, especially on social media.
Yeah.
Then we'll just get them to the cow cuddling center. Mm-hmm. And they will live out the rest of the remainder of their lives in cow comfort.
What if they prefer a bolt gun to human contact? Like, dude, these humans are so gross.
They probably, I mean, I don't know, that's going a little far, but not every cow is going to want to be touched, and we have to respect their...
Let them come to you. If they want to be
touched, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And then, and then get, it has to be consensual, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
One other thing before we get to Danny's bolt hole, there's a new trailer out for a new Netflix dating show that I know Tyson has checked out, The Circle. Danny was, of course, a big fan of Too Hot to Handle, the first season, which is actually back today. Too Hot to Handle season two is here. I have a podcast up already covering episode number one with Kirsten McInnes of the brand new season. But there is a new show called Sexy Beasts. Tyson.
Dude.
Have you seen
it? I saw the trailer on Twitter.
Yes.
It looks amazing. It's really funny, I think. I think it's a great idea. I wish I would have come up with the idea. Danny, have you seen the trailer to this? Sexy Beasts?
No.
So it's a dating show. And they, let's say you're on the dating show, Danny. They take you. They put you in full Hollywood makeup of some creature. Like there's a dolphin lady.
Yeah.
Prosthetics. It's all prosthetics. You look like somebody totally different. There's a guy that's a beaver with two long teeth.
Right.
They still talk and then they go on dates. So they put them together, but you don't know actually what your person looks like. But then you go on regular dates. So you're out in public dressed as these super elaborate looking creatures. And then after you date around, you choose. So you're not choosing based on looks at all. And I like it.
Yes. Danny,
can you play the trailer for us?
Let's
right
see. Maybe I can show you some stills from it.
Show me some stills. Okay. I can look it up too, I guess. I just realized.
Yeah.
It's great.
What's it
I
called?
I cannot wait.
Sexy Beasts.
Sexy Beasts.
Oh my gosh.
Comes out on June 21st, I think,
June
or June 24th.
I mean, that was,
or something.
Well, that was 2 days ago.
June 24th?
Tell
July
tomorrow?
21st?
It's coming out tomorrow?
July 24th?
Okay, let's
see. Here we go.
TV show. Oh, I can see it. Images.
July 21st. Yeah.
Netflix tweeted it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't participate in this.
Here, I'll share it on my screen. Okay.
So although it does tie into my bolt hole nicely, by the way.
Whoa.
This is a great.
Okay.
This is incredible, though.
Yeah.
Incredible in what way?
That is just hilarious to put these people in this situation where they have to go out in public dressed as these. Like this dolphin lady looks ridiculous.
That
yeah.
That is a preview.
Like a very prominent bolt hole.
Yeah.
Do you
That's
like this?
Disturbing. The Dolphin Lady is the most disturbing thing.
There's
I've
Devil
seen
Lady.
All day.
Devil Lady. There's-
no, does not even compare to Dolphin Lady.
Yeah. Cat-
Fox Lady or whatever.
I like Dolphin Lady and Beaver Man.
This is
the best.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dolphin
alien.
Lady still, that is just.
Show Beaver Man.
Is this Beaver Man?
Are you talking to Alexa? I mean, it sounded like you were giving orders.
No, there's a Beaver Man on there.
On this particular article, I only have.
You know, you got to save some surprises, Tyson. We don't want to see everything. Yeah. You want to have that initial reaction when you see Beaver Man for the first time.
Okay, well, on the trailer, you can see Beaver Man, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it too much that you could see their figure?
Probably.
Should all wear moomoos. Sort of like a gelatinous blob?
Yeah, probably like one of those sumo suits.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't be able to know anything except when you talk to them.
I don't know who Dolphin Lady is, but...
You're in love?
If Liz came into the bedroom wearing nothing but the dolphin head, I would scream and run out. That is just, look at that.
It's so good,
dude. That is disturbing.
And her
mouth moves.
Great
Halloween costume by... Do you think that this is a move by some Halloween costume maker? Because they know that all these things are just going to sell like hotcakes after the show airs.
Oh,
it's a play for Halloween supremacy.
Yeah. Great timing. I mean, get this show out and then by August have the costumes out.
What is this person on the left? It's like, are they like hideously disfigured old person?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. That's not really a beast. That's just an old person.
Hmm.
And then you have an owl and then you have, what is that?
Actually,
squid?
I think this is actually a team from the Floor is Lava season 2.
Oh, in Arizona, played live on the dark asphalt streets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, thank you for enlarging that. I get a good
decomposed George Washington on the left.
Do you get to choose your guy or do they choose for you?
No way they let you choose. Come on. Mm-hmm. Producers aren't going to let you have that much freedom.
Yeah.
True.
Okay.
Oh, it's in
Dolphin.
4K. Good.
4K.
Dolphin Lady. Dolphin Lady for sure.
This could be 1K.
And Beaver Man.
Yeah.
A Dolphin Lady for president.
Yeah. I really like Dolphin Lady and I really like, I wish you could see Beaver Man. If we watch the trailer, we could see Beaver Man in action. Yeah.
You know what? Let's leave some things to be a surprise.
All right.
So,
so there you go. Sexy Beast coming to Netflix in July. All right.
Danny, you in?
What am I in for?
Yeah, Sexy Beast, you can watch
it? What is it on?
Netflix.
What is it on?
Netflix.
Okay, so I can watch it.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to watch it, though?
It depends on how awkward... It is.
It's hopefully super awkward. That's
the
like
more awkward
TV shows.
The show, the harder it is to watch.
For you?
For me, for sure.
Really? When it's like, but when it's like Nathan, for you, you didn't like that because it was too awkward?
That's tough to watch.
See, I love that. I love those awkward moments.
I know. It's like a power. It's like smelling salts to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gives like me life and energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love life. I love making life awkwardness even a thing too.
All right.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good to know. So next time I'm with you.
You already knew that. That's like a part of the whole shtick of our friendship is like you make things awkward while I walk away.
That's true. Oh, and you love it. Okay. Rob,
Danny walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
All right. You ready for the bolt hole?
Yes.
Here you go. Danny, take it away.
Welcome to bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
A nocturnal emission.
I don't know if we've talked about something like this. Well, we have discussed this topic before.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually will come in handy on the Beast Love Show.
Sexy Beast.
sexy beast show. And this article is on BBC, which I love it because they've highlighted all the facts that make this such an interesting article. So it's easy to read. And it talks about how much of a part smell plays in our dating. So technically, these people on Sexy Beast should be able to choose their, you know, the ideal dating partner just off a smell. Although Dolphin Girl might have a hard time smelling, it could interrupt her olfactic sense. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting here is not that, and there is lots of stuff, like here's one fact they came across during this study, and it was that the more meat you consume, the more pleasant your BO smells, which I thought,
oh, I would have thought the opposite.
Was not. I thought it was the opposite. And they actually, they say right there that there are a couple studies that kind of contradict,
yeah,
you know, the idea of smell. And that's not necessarily what they wanted to cover.
Because Tyson, haven't you talked about how you can tell when somebody is on keto?
Yeah. Keto, yeah. Crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Keto crotch, which could be a pleasant smell to some. I mean, smell is kind of...
Maybe if you're on keto.
Personal preference.
Yeah. I can't. I mean... For some reason, my brain wiring will not allow me to think that eating more meat will make your body smell better.
Yeah, I definitely know that eating Indian food does not make anything about me smell better.
What about
better.
Subway tuna? It is delicious. If you eat that, how do you smell?
I'm going to just assume it makes you smell more desirable.
Mm-hmm. But there's no meat, no fish.
Opposite sex. Also, men's testosterone levels improve their scent.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting fact that it came across is that people can actually match a pair of sweaty t-shirts that came from identical twins. That's how specific a smell is to you. And your smell is like, it's like every smell is a snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get closer to like a family group, the smell becomes more and more similar, if that makes some sense.
So let me ask you this. Why do all old people smell the same?
Now, that's just the smell of broken dreams and rotting flesh.
Okay.
Well, no, because...
Also, can I get that with that Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
The truth is, old people probably mask too much of their smell with similar smelling perfumes. Like the old ladies at church always wear too much. And that's because their sense of smell, yeah, goes downhill. You lose your sense of smell as you get older. And this article also appealed to me because I haven't been able to smell anything for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. So
because you're getting old.
No, because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So
you wouldn't know if you smell or don't smell.
Well, it's just a good thing I got married, because smell plays a large part in how you pick your partner, whether you knew it or not. And there's actually a preference when it comes to smell as far as who you should pick. They talk about something called, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, human leukocyte antigen. And what you want to do is marry someone with a different than you, you know, so you want to have a different HLA, as they call it. And if you do manage to smell someone who has that different HLA, supposedly life is a peach. Oh. Like more sex, healthier kids, better immune system, all of that. But then the opposite is true. If you happen to marry someone who carries the same as you, then life can be a pit. So I thought, well, one, I wonder if it'd be worth it to go get tested.
Yeah. Can we get tested?
Yeah.
Or Match.com now has this as a part of the process.
Well, Tyson, they also talk about, and this is another fascinating thing, there is a dating service where they send you just clothing worn by potential mates.
That's gross. That's gross.
That is gross, but it's, I mean, look,
is it? But what kind
here.
Of clothing?
Yeah.
It says t-shirts.
That's for the freakiest freaks, I think.
It's called the male odor service.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
So t-shirt speed dating is what they call it.
Yeah. Hmm. Should that be part of Sexy Beasts? Should you smell?
Well, it will be a part.
Yes.
It should. Well, I don't know. The prosthetic smell might be a little overpowering. Or does that not matter?
Maybe afterwards you get to smell these prosthetics. Like you just get to smell Dolphin Lady's head after.
You can put Dolphin. You can wear Dolphin Lady's head after she wears it.
Yeah.
Also, a couple other things is that single people smell different than married people, which makes sense.
How does that make sense?
What do you mean, how does that make sense? Think of all the things that happen with being married. Stress is a big part of smell.
Well, sure.
Right? So you just smell different, I'm sure.
So you're telling me everywhere I go, people can smell that I'm married?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, you probably smell... Just overall,
probably more the defeated look than the smell, I would think.
Could you tell, Danny, when you saw me that I was married just based on
my Tyson,
smell?
Are you engaged?
Yeah.
I smell engagement.
Yeah. Engaged or married. Yeah.
So,
Okay, cool.
Fascinating. It's one of those senses that you use probably subconsciously all the time.
Yeah.
And has probably helped guide some of the decisions in your life. That invisible hand of smell guiding your life. And you don't even know it, right? It's playing a part all the time in how much meat you're eating, the spouse you pick on Sexy Beast, or the partner you pick on Sexy Beast. You know, when you're talking to someone, whatever signals you're picking up from their smells and then incorporating into your decisions about whether or not you like them. Smell's out there. And it's guiding your decisions. And you don't even know it.
Right.
So now you know.
Just going back to full circle to Subway, do you think that Subway is making a play for vegan customers to come on in and get Subway tuna now with no actual DNA of tuna?
I would say, but they're not really pushing it that way. Like, they're not pushing it.
If I was vegan, I think I'd be like, can I eat Subway tuna?
Yeah, is that okay for me? I think, I mean, we talked about Burger King. I think they have the Beyond Meat Whopper.
This is Beyond Fish. That's Beyond what they should fish. Brand it. Like, come on down to Subway and try the new vegan tuna, 6-inch or foot long. No tuna DNA whatsoever.
If you're a vegetarian and you ask that question, who are you addressing it to? Like, Lord Vegan? And he's like, yes, I have.
I think it's probably more of a personal thing.
I think so, too. It's just like everybody wonders whether or not something's good for their diet when they're going after a specific diet. And I always wonder, like, who, because it's always conflicting information. I think like a lot of these diets need to come up with like vote one person into a place of power who like rules and says yay or nay,
To on the diet.
Yeah. Well, just so that everybody gets in line.
And also, I've been out to eat with people who have dietary restrictions, and your server does not know or care about any of the ingredients in anything.
Yeah.
And so when they're like, hey, does this have eggs in the ice cream? And they're like, couldn't tell you. We don't even make our own ice cream. We just buy it from somewhere.
I mean, it makes sense.
Like, okay.
Excuse me, waiter. Do you know, how will this meat make me smell? Is this going to make me attractive?
Oh, so you think you need like a smell of B.O. sommelier who is then serving and matching you.
Yeah, I like that.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it.
Danny, one last thing before we close from the beginning of the show. I do want to say here at Wegmans in North Carolina, the hot soup bar is alive and well.
Do they have
reports
what kind of shielding?
Of the demise of the hot soup bar have been greatly exaggerated.
Okay, but do they have total plexiglass shielding with those gloves that people wear
like,
to handle viruses?
It just the way you want it.
It is open and ready to go. Like,
by the way, that's not just how I like it. Yeah. I don't like exposed soup bars.
You're back.
I actually feel like soup right now, and it's 105 outside, but. I could go for some soup.
Yeah, you could.
I'm hungry.
All right. Come out here. We'll hit up Wegmans.
Fly out
it's
there.
It's cooler
for the
here
soup.
Than it is in Utah, Danny.
Well, dude, topsy-turvy. Is today opposite day?
Today must be opposite day.
Yeah.
96 is the high.
Yep. There you go.
So there you go. You should have come down here for your exercising.
I'll drive down there.
All right, Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
I got a video coming out on Mediocres, amateur on YouTube that I finished, and then hopefully I'll be off tomorrow or the next day to go film something else.
Wow.
Yeah. I love filming stuff.
Yeah. It's your passion.
It's my passion. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is a terrible thing about not being able to smell. So I have two smells, right? I have nothing at all where I can't smell anything. Then I have the only other smell I have is rotting, like, meat smell.
Yeah.
And it can apply to anything from foliage, like heavy foliage in the heat, gasoline, clean clothes, anything with a strong scent, they all smell the same. I can't differentiate between whether or not it's good or bad. So one of the downsides, talking about how we smell, I don't know how I smell. So like the other day, I knew there was a smell being put off by me because I got that rotting covers all smell, but I didn't know what the smell was specifically. And so when I go out now with people on these adventures to go adventure, I know I'm putting off a smell because I'm probably the most BO'd guy in the group. I just don't know what it is or what level it's at.
Well, I know that Danny
difficult time to be alive.
Used to do taco burps when we'd jog. And I'd be like, Danny, did you just eat pork carnitas? And he's like, yeah, how did you know? I was like, did you burp? He's like, yes, I did. I was
see,
like,
I can't. No, I don't know any of that. It's I'm living blind in the smell world.
Out of curiosity's sake, and not to get political or preachy or any of those things.
Oh no!
What's... Did you get the vaccine?
Yeah, of course. I want to travel.
But then the vaccine is advertised as negating some of these effects. I guess it didn't work on you.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, I hadn't
I've read
that.
So much about this. Yeah, I suppose it was supposed to tame your...
Supposed to negate a lot of the side effects or the lingering effects that people who had gotten COVID have had.
Mm-hmm. Nope, still up there. My nose wreaking havoc, dropping bombs all over my senses.
Mm-hmm. So, man.
Things taste awful. Things don't smell at all.
Well, it's GWS,
dude, Mountain Dew doesn't even taste good.
Oh. Will you still drink it, though?
I do, in the hopes that today will be the day it does taste normal.
Every day you drink a little Mountain Dew as the first thing when you wake up, just to see.
I let it breathe, and then I swirl it around in a brandy glass, and then sniff at it, and sip it, wash it around, trying to get all the notes to play out in my mouth. But no, I'm living in a nightmare of no smell or taste.
Oh my God.
So it's exciting. Right. What a time to live.
That is a time to live.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So, well, Danny, I hope that your sense of smell comes back and just in time to test drive a tuna fish sandwich from Subway and report back to us.
Maybe Subway tuna will be the thing that
shock it.
You. Yeah. The smell.
That's what you should do. Yeah.
It'll be like, I don't know, the catalyst that brings everything back.
What would happen if you smelled the smelling salts? Would it just be...
Try the smelling salts.
Yeah, I've read about that. That's kind of why I was talking about smelling salts. People do breathe in every morning. They have a routine where they breathe in like eucalyptus and other familiar smells. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll try smelling salts, whatever.
Yeah,
I'll try,
see if it snaps
healing
you out
crystals
of it.
Jammed up my nose.
Mm-hmm. If because I'm over here smelling anything I want like crazy, no problem. And I take it for granted, if we're being honest. You know?
Yeah, you smug smellers. I'm with you people all day, and you're like, oh, because dude,
Danny,
that smells so good.
What would happen if you and Liz broke up? I mean,
how would I find another mate?
You were on the single scene without the sense of smell.
Yeah.
You'd be dead in the
water. I would pick the wrong mate.
Like a blow-up doll.
100%. I might end up with a blow-up doll. Mm-hmm. Maybe that very blow-up doll that washed up. Just clean it off with an alcoholic wipe and then move on with my life.
Sure.
I mean, if there's no smells, what's the point in even cleaning it?
That's true. Mm-hmm. So true. Germs don't exist if you can't smell.
Exactly.
All right. Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
I am...
Yes?
Going to Newport Beach on Friday for... it's Bergen's birthday.
Whoa, we're going yachting?
We're going to go yachting.
By the way, happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you. 42.
Happy birthday, Tyson.
Thank you. And, I feel good, but Bergen's birthday is on Friday. We're going to go to Newport Beach, hang out at the beach, do some ocean activities, definitely try and get some pickleball in, and, then come back the following week. And then, who knows from there, I'll start making other decisions once I get home.
Yeah. Cool.
How about you, Rob?
Trying to get my life together still, pick up the pieces, busy podcasting, talked about the 16th best season of Survivor San Juan del Sur on Monday, and we're in the hurry up right now. I'm talking about another season on Saturday. So, Danny, I'm watching more than one Survivor season a week. I'll be watching the 15th best season of Survivor Panama.
How do you do that?
I don't know how I'm going to fit in Survivor Panama before Saturday because I have not started
yet. You need AR glasses that just play Survivor nonstop in front of you as you like go
I just need it like the Matrix, just like loaded into my brain, and then I can talk about.
Oh, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When's that coming
that's
out?
That's so much. Yeah. Soon. I'm sure that Elon's working on it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you got all that. I'll talk about Too Hot to Handle on the just dropped Too Hot to Handle episode 1 is wild. Too Hot to Handle episode 2 is even crazier. These people do not want any money.
They just want love.
They want something. So it's been very fun so far. So definitely check that out. Kirsten is going to have episode 234 coverage later on this week as well. So yeah, great stuff.
Sexy Beast. Are you covering Sexy Beast?
I'm sure we'll do something with it. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So are you saving that all for yourself? It's going to be your thing that you enjoy.
I have a feeling we'll do something with it. So be on the lookout for that coming up next month. Anyway, great job, everybody, here today. We'll be back next week on a Tuesday for more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.